Improvements to SR-248, reaching from SR-224 to US 40, have been part of Park City's long-range transportation plan since 2011. The environmental assessment portion of the project was initiated in 2017. The assessment is necessary because the project requires federal funding through the Utah Department of Transportation, Park City Municipal's partner on the project. Park City Interim Transportation Director Alfred Knotts says a lot of ideas have floated around the community to address the traffic on 248, like adding a roundabout, but the purpose of the environmental assessment is to evaluate what options are feasible.
What this does and what it's intended to do is to really take all of those alternatives, potential alternatives, and see how they actually perform, how they perform today. Versus the 2040, which is the building horizon that we have to plan for.
The process has vetted a few alternatives with different traffic configurations. The primary purpose of the improvements is to alleviate traffic congestion on Kearns Boulevard, particularly between Sidewinder Drive and Richardson Flat Road, where the two travel lanes in each direction bottleneck down to one. The preliminary design maintains four total lanes and adds a center turn lane, as well as enough shoulder space for bike and transit lanes. It also installs turn lanes at intersections. If approved, Knotts estimates the project could be a $60 million investment. It's also a significant investment in time.
Just to get to construction, a good 5 to 7 to 10 years, even after we approve this document, if it does get approved based on the public comment, then we're still looking at a lot of years out, subsequent steps with right-of-way acquisition, utility relocation. Funding is not, the project's not fully funded because we don't necessarily know what we're building yet, and there's still final design.
The public comment period for the SR-248 environmental assessment stretches from now until July 11th, with an official public hearing on June 26th at Treasure Mountain Junior High from 4 to 6 p.m. Knotts says the transportation team will also present the draft to the City Council on June 20th. The environmental assessment isn't complete until the project team responds to all received comments, after which UDOT will make a final decision about the assessment this fall. The draft of the assessment, and a few different tools to simplify it, can be found at UDOT's website, where you can also leave comments for the record. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.